WPTF with the Weekend Gardener, Mike Rayleigh here, and along with a whole slew of people that have come in now. Colby Griffin is the extension agent here for horticulture in Nash County, and that's where we are. We're at the Nash County Cooperative Extension Service and in the Arboretum for their plant sale. And Paul McKenzie is with us. Brother Rufus is here. Rufus, did you find something
plants.
Else? What was it? What's that?
Hot lips salvia.
Hot lips. Well, that woman walking by with the hot lips made you think of it.
It made me think of it.
Yeah. I mean, she had a hot lips plant. She should rephrase that. I should rephrase that because Melissa's probably driving down here right now. So I guess she'll be here. Well, we're going to have to. Last year, Rufus had to get to another adventure for a client, and so we had to get out of here pretty quickly. So but we're going to stick around.
Oh, absolutely. I'm delighted.
And eat and walk around, get some plants.
You're going to the exchange for lunch?
We're going to the exchange for lunch. Mm-hmm. And you're welcome to go, but I know you
I might be chastised if I leave.
Yeah. All right. Well, no, we thought about you. In it, you would have been invited had you not had this responsibility. And we'll do it. Well, Rufus and I come down here. We used to come down in the fall and visit with Cliff and have lunch with him. And you're invited to that.
Yeah.
So if we can work that out, I know how busy you are.
By the way, the prices are right here. They're not exorbitant. They're very, very reasonable. These two pots of hot lips salvia that I have would cost about $15 at a nursery. They're $10 here. So bargains, plenty of bargains here.
Harrison was talking about people smoking salvia.
What?
I
used to smoke corn silks and rabbit
tobacco. I don't know if it's, maybe it's the hot lips salvia that they're smoking. I don't know.
Tell me about that, Harrison.
Put on the microphone over here.
Yeah, let's hear about smoking.
I'm hesitant for him to go into too much detail. Harrison.
It's something that people, I guess my age, or in their 20s, it's something younger kids are doing.
They don't have anything better to do than smoke salvia.
I guess not. I wouldn't recommend it.
Sounds like something that would come out of the Beverly Hillbillies.
Well,
something.
How do you process it? I want to know.
I'm not sure, and I wouldn't look it up.
Okay.
It's probably not a smart idea.
It's probably really not smart at all. What a waste of a beautiful plant.
Indeed, yeah.
Well, I just thought, we talk often about uses of plants, so I thought as you were bringing up the salvia, Rufus, I thought I would talk about that, especially since you bought the hot lips. Are you going to put those in pots or what?
No, they're going to go right out in the garden. Absolutely. But I'm serious about when growing up, you know, boys will be boys. We would cure out rabbit tobacco. Anybody know what rabbit tobacco is out in the field?
I never smoked any rabbit tobacco. I'm sorry.
And corn silks. You get enough of them in there. You try to smoke corn silks.
Never did that. Never did that.
I don't want to give Kobe's son any notions about crazy stuff.
I'm sure he is trained well.
Don't we have a caller on the line?
We do.
Oh, really?
Who do we have, Joel? I didn't write it down. Ann, save us. And we got the boss asked a question. I like to delve into things, you see. You know, the story behind the story. Ann, how can we help you?
Well, first, Mike, let me congratulate you on 50 years of
Yeah, I know. It's showing this morning. I'm kind of going all over the place.
Well, it's a testimony for you as well as for Curtis Media for a great place to work.
Well, they have, it's a tough business. let's not kid ourselves. It's a very tough business. I have been very lucky, but I have also worked extremely hard every single day. So, if you're dependable and you have a little bit of talent and you make money for the company, they tend to keep you around. And I've just somehow done that. But I must say I was trained well. They didn't actually try to train me, but being in the same room and working with legendary people early in my career, there's so many people who have come out of that shop, that station, Charlie Gaddy and Bill Jackson, Wally Osley, Bart Rittner, the list goes on and on. And so many before, Carl Gertsch. You just can't help but get an education if you pay attention. And that's some of what I did. And I'm kind of a radio junkie anyway. I listen to all the greats, music, disc jockeys all over the country at night, waking up in a little portable radio, that type of thing. So it was something I think I was destined to do. My father, who was a Chevrolet Buick dealer here in Nashville in the 1930s, was on WBT in Charlotte. He was from South Carolina, and he performed on the Saturday Night Barn Dance. He was on the regular bill, and he could sing. He could play the heck out of a guitar and sing and yodel. He had a beautiful voice. And so maybe I got a little bit of that tiny bit of gene. I can't play the guitar, and I don't know that I sing well, certainly not like him. But it has been a real adventure, a real journey for me, and to be able to meet people like folks I'm sitting with and Rufus.
Oh, good.
I mean, who would have ever thought that I'd be doing a radio show with the former Attorney General and Secretary of State of North Carolina? I mean, it's all been very surreal. And yesterday was actually the anniversary. I was hired on April 25th, 1975. But yesterday was a hard day. I mean, it was just, nothing went right while I was at work. I mean, the newscasts were okay, but I was trying to get there and prepare and all of that stuff. I kept running into roadblocks and people kept asking me to do stuff. And so I'm glad we had all the parties and stuff beforehand. You're so kind to ask that. I know you didn't want to hear all that, but I'm very proud.
I did. I think I'm not the only one who...
That I made it. I can't believe it. I cannot believe that I made it.
Well, and you do know that he was initiated into the Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
I do.
With David Brinkley and Andy Griffith and Billy Graham and Edward R. Murrow and Howard Cosell, all these people with North Carolina roots who are in there, they were among the first class, first or couple of class. I'm way on down there with extraordinary people. I was initiated or inducted with Bill Leslie and Mick Mixon and Wanda Stark, who was a 30-year veteran anchor at WXII and Winston-Salem TV station. So a pretty good company. So I've ever wanted to do, really, except work for WCBS and work for CBS Radio Network in New York. But I have done a lot of reports for them over the years. So I feel like I kind of achieved that, too, in a way. So I've done about everything. I need a new goal. It's what I need, because I've made it 50 and made it 40 for the show, and I don't know. I guess I just keep going.
We're glad you are.
Thank you. How can we help you?
We really are.
I know you didn't call about that. I can help you.
Well, I did call about that too, but you know, secondly, I heard several weeks ago that you recommended Mondo grass for like dwarf Mondo grass for places where we couldn't get grass to grow. And I'm wondering if it will do well in the shade, because it's under trees that we can't
that's
get
where
the grass.
I think that's where it's happiest.
Yes, yes, yes.
That is
that
a magic place. Yeah. There is, and I've mentioned it several times on the show, there's a couple down the street on my walking route who have this the most magnificent stand of trees, maples and oaks and pines. And out underneath the canopies on the ground, of course, there's pine straw and there's some walkways. But everywhere, it must have taken them years to plant all of that Mondo grass. But the whole front yard is Mondo grass.
Wow.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Well, I mentioned this to my husband, and he said, "Yeah, it sounds good. Anywhere I don't have to mow, it sounds wonderful." So
now, the only problem with it is that it doesn't really move that much. It doesn't.
It spreads slowly. So you'd plug it in. You know, you could buy plants from a nursery, and you might even be able to, like, if you get a big clump, you could probably split it into little plugs and to plant more, cover more area. At some point, tree root competition is going to overcome its ability to thrive. And then I think the last thing I would say about it is weed control is mostly going to be hand weeding. It's not like a turf grass where you can go in with a variety of herbicides for weed control. But if you stay on top of it, it grows so thick that, it's pretty competitive against weeds.
I want to make sure that there is Mondo grass and probably several varieties, and then there is the dwarf Mondo grass. It's probably going to sit up an inch or two, if that much. Colby, the lady on the line wants to use in a shady area dwarf Mondo grass, because I've talked about it on the show, using that instead of trying to keep planting fescue or something.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So that works, but you got to make sure that it's the dwarf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They usually come in big trays, but in tiny little containers.
Kind of plug it around.
Yeah, and it's something that you would plug, just like if you bought some warm season grass or something, and grass plugs.
So how long would it take to cover the area?
See, that's the deal. Your husband's going to have to work hard. He thought he was getting out of something, but or you are going to have to work hard because it doesn't, as Paul said, it's not going to spread very much, is it, Colby?
It won't spread that.
It depends on your budget. Yeah. If you can go in and plant it on 4-inch centers, then it's going to fill in pretty quick. But if you're trying to cover a large area, that might break your budget, and you might go 6 or 8-inch centers between 6 or 8 inches between plants, and of course then it's going to take longer to fill in. If you're willing to invest and plant close together, it could fill in pretty quickly. Within a year or two, I would say, a season or two of growth.
I have a flat rock patio, and in between the flat rocks, I've had Mondo grass, and it's just done perfectly. But as Paul said, you got to weed it, hand weed it. Now, I will confess this, that one time Palmer got in there, my man that helps me, and weed eat it. But it came back. It came back. It won't hurt it. It's very durable, hard to kill, and I've never watered mine.
Yeah, very drought tolerant.
Yeah, it's really a lifesaver for people. People keep wasting their money planting fescue, which I love. I love fescue, and it's that green year round if you can keep it. Got enough water, but it just can't compete against a big oak tree, whereas the Mondo grass, which is not a grass really,
it's, of course,
is that,
I'm, of course, sometimes just let, if moss comes in, just let moss
take its course. That's a whole different thing. Moss.
Amen. Yeah.
If you got some moss, just let that go. Yeah. I don't know if you like that or not, but yeah, we need to have Mossy Maggie or whatever her name is on sometime. We got to go, but thank you, Ann, very much for calling.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye. All right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here at WPTF. We're in Nash County at the Extension Service in Arboretum with their plant sale. Everybody's welcome out here, dogs and all. So, Rufus is welcome. He and his elephant ear. What's that called again?
One of my ears?
No.
He said I had an elephant ear.
I wasn't. It was not disparaging. I was. It's a lovely plant beside you. What? What's the name of it?
Colocasia.
I won't remember that. What else is it called?
Black coral.
Elephant ear. Deep.
I mean, what a great
burgundy. What a great magenta colored foliage. Just striking.
It's not really black.
They're selling our decorations. They've already sold our decorations. It would tote us off after a while here.
Yeah.
So I go cheap. How about that? Well, yeah, all these beautiful plants are for sale, and let's see, we're open to the public now. Got a lot of people coming in here. It's just extraordinary, it really is. Now, Joel, what was the boss's question? That they were was it rabbits or something eating Josh's hosta or
lilies?
So. Was it rabbits? You must not be in there.
I think he did say rabbits eating the lilies.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah, so what about rabbits eating lilies? Colby
what,
or
what about them?
Rufus.
Good luck.
They'll eat anything.
Good luck.
Yeah. Like deer.
Yeah.
All you can do is put a cage around them.
You can fence them out.
You can use an Imus garden.
You can use a repellent like Imus garden. You can fence them out. It only takes like a little 2-foot fence.
Yeah, I mean they're not gonna jump in there.
Right.
I mean they got more sense than trying to scale something. They don't know. I mean a deer will certainly do that. It's capable of doing a really tall fence.
Yeah.
But they're not necessarily gonna jump over it unless they're really hungry or scared of something and want to get out of there.
Yeah.
So I would say try some Imus garden. Nina Sue Thorne, good morning.
Good morning.
How to do?
Yeah. Hey, Carol, how you doing? Or hey. I know. God bless you.
How about that? Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're glad to be here.
Friendly
folks here.
Seeing
some friends. Yeah. Yeah, I grew up with them.
Yeah.
So, Imus garden, fencing them. I don't know what kind of lilies are there, if they're day lilies. Maybe the day
rabbits
lilies.
Rabbits don't care what kind they are. They'll
do
it.
But,
Imus garden works on squirrels, on tomatoes. I know that.
Yeah.
And I've had no problem with rabbits with Imus garden. It's really a good thing. I get the granular.
Yeah. But yeah, there are sprays and granular, and there are different types. They have different formulations for different types of animals.
And in general, the repellents are going to have to be reapplied periodically.
Yeah.
It's not a one time and you're done kind of
thing. Yeah, we'll rain the scent away sometimes.
Josh doesn't have time to mess with his lilies. He works 24 hours a day for that radio station. That's the way management is.
Well, I thought we were on the air.
We are on the air.
Well, good.
He said we were. He just said 30 seconds before we do something else.
Oh, okay.
For the news, or for did you say 30 seconds, Joel? Minute 30. I was wondering. Now we got a minute left, Rufus. We're still on the air. Is there anything you'd like to tell the people?
No. I best be quiet for a
How are your daylilies performing right now?
The daylilies have not bloomed yet. Mine are the later blooming, and that would I think that would upset Steve if he heard about that. But I've not divided them in at least 5-6 years, and I just haven't done it.
Oh, okay, well.
I guess I'd be called sorry, no account.
Do you have a lot of daylilies?
I do not.
Yeah. Why not? You live out in the country. You got a bunch of acres.
We'll get some.
Okay.
We'll get some.
Well, I'll have to bring you some next time you come.
Oh, excellent.
As a gift.
Yeah.
Or you'll have to go out to Steve's. Steve gives them away.
Yeah.
When and you know, he allows people into his garden.
It's a great pass along.
Oh, there's just so many
sure.
different kinds of varieties, just like just like the iris and a lot of other things. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTN. So Paul left, and Rufus left. Kobe left. Kobe came back. Kobe doesn't have time. You got other things to do. Hey, my boss said it was Asiatic lilies.
Okay.
So does that change the dynamics any? Or
what, for rabbits?
We're getting the rabbits.
Oh, I think rabbits will eat anything.
Yeah. So I guess what we said is the same. Where'd Rufus go? It's just he. Frank, he's bought some containers now. All right, we have who? Do we have Frank? Thought we already had Frank. We got Frank. This is Frank Day. Frank and Ann. Frank, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Oh, if we were any better, we wouldn't be able to live with ourselves, Frank.
Well, I understand that. By the way, my rabbit died.
Oh, well, you just had one rabbit?
No. My rabbits are doing good. We get something up at Chris's greenhouse out here where we live.
Oh, this is Frank Timberlake.
What?
Yeah, this is Frank Timberlake. I didn't catch your voice at first, Frank.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't do the radio voice.
So were you starting out with a joke and I didn't get it or what?
Yeah, the rabbit died. Now I'm really talking seriously about rabbits.
Right.
We get this stuff. I tried to collect it on my own, and I can't do it. But it's got deer pee in it, and that seems to keep
nice.
The rabbit.
What a nice way to start the morning. Thank you, Frank, for that. So
wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. Wait a minute. I owe you guys because somebody walks up to me last week and said, "You're Frank Timberlake, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah." They said, "They were talking about you on the Weekend Garden on WPTF that you are a talker."
Frank.
So I just called
you're a
up.
Salesman.
Thank you. Huh?
You're a salesman, of course.
Yeah, you know, ice cubes to Eskimos. But no, really, the stuff that has the deer urine in it seems to keep the rabbits away. And our flowers, we're putting our flowers out. And what I was going to talk about today is I'm hooking up today. I am the irrigating irrigator. I have a drip irrigation system that probably one of them has about 48 outlets. And the other one has 26, and the one in the front yard has 18. But they're all on timers, so we go eat dinner, we go camping, we do anything. The irrigation continues no matter where we are or what, and it's one of the best things I've ever done in gardening and flowers. We do it for the herbs and. We raise bed tomato plants and all of that, and any idiot can do it because the little nozzles are color coded, and I even keep some heavy duty saltwater fish line. When you put the system back in the first of the year, you know you may have dirt daubers or worms or something that clogged it up, and rather than buying new tubes every year, you can it's a tool that you can pull the little gauged nozzles out of the feed tube, and you can you run the heavy fishing line through it, and you don't have to buy that. And I've become reasonably good at this.
So this is a do-it-yourself system?
Yeah, yeah. Mine is a Rainbird.
Rainbird, okay.
Rainbird made the big irrigation for that, and then they got down, I don't know, 15 years ago, they got into the consumer side, and you can buy it. I don't know about this. I try to buy local mom and pops when I can, but I know it's available at some of the big box stores. And
was it a kit you bought, or did you have to select all the different parts and kind of customize it for your needs?
I went into a box store in Knightdale 10, 15 years ago and said, I'm tired of my plants dying. You know, what can I do? And they said, you can do drip irrigation. And, of course, he said, I sat down on got a Diet Coke, sat down on a box and read up on it. They had a book chained to the counter or to the rack. And I read up on it, and then I got a shopping cart, and I picked everything up. And about every 2 to 3 years, I have to go buy new little parts and everything. But I put the whole system together myself. It starts with a timer. It starts with your garden hose. You run a garden hose to wherever you want to set your timer. Then you set your timer and a set of AA batteries last all year. And you set that timer. And then from there, you hook to that timer your feeder tube, and your feeder tube is a bigger hose, but it goes around to you spread it out and everything, and then you put your little nozzles, you punch them into that feeder tube, and it has a tiny tube that actually goes to the plant, and they even have the little pegs that hold the tube in the plant, and there's even a cover for preventing dirt daubers from going up in there and stopping it up and everything. It's pretty cool. And I know, Mike, you're amazed that I know how to do this, I'm sure.
No, I knew that you did, Frank. Well, you're kind of a Renaissance guy. You know how to do a lot of different things.
Well, Frank, you did everything except turn the water on.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, you turned the water on.
Wait a minute, Rufus. For you, I want to explain this so that you can understand this. You turn the water faucet on once a year. You don't turn the water faucet off.
So you don't turn it on full blast either, do you?
I do. It's wide open.
You got to consider. That's not the sucker hose I know about.
It's regulated.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that timer's probably got a pressure regulator built in or attached to it.
The only caution
I would have is I would want to use a really heavy duty hose between my outdoor spigot and the timer. Less risk of that hose bursting while you're out on that, camping trip.
It's got the steel or the Kevlar, or it's a high grade, it's not your flimsy little cheap garden hose, and it's not one of those Richard Carnes from Home Improvement curly hoses and everything. You got to put a real hose. You are absolutely right.
Curly
hose. You're copperhead, eh? Yeah.
They might be good for washing the car, but they're not good for drip irrigation, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's very scientific and mechanical and all that stuff.
And there are different, garden supply companies and probably some of our local, supporters of the Weekend Gardener that would sell a kit, that would have kind of everything for folks that aren't quite as engineers as Frank. Where you'd have everything in the box and designed to cover so many square feet or so many plants. That's a great approach.
We got 1 minute, Frank. What? We got 1 minute, Frank. What do you want to do? You want to sing, or you want to tell a joke?
No, I still want to know when you have. I still want to know when Rufus gets a plant named after him.
I have two tomatoes, Frank. I want you to know that.
Yeah, he's got Rufus tomatoes. They're a little persnickety, but.
Yeah.
God love you, Frank.
Cover the bread. Hey, great.
Yeah, they'll cover the bread. Always love hearing from you, buddy.
Y'all too. Have a great day.
Education. That was good stuff. All right, we'll be back from Nash County here on WPTF. Okay, we're back. We're back here. Everybody settle down. Everybody, just a little bit of composure.
It's the off-air show.
I know. Well, sometimes it gets on the air. Now, Josh, my boss, said it was Asiatic lilies that he is having the most problem with.
Eating the rabbits.
And they, you know, they smell really good, but the rabbits just... Colby said, matter-of-factly, that they'll eat, they're not discriminatory. Yeah. They'll eat those Asiatic. And I think what we described about other lilies, the day lilies, are a good, try us. I Must Garden. If you just have a few little bed of them, you can make a fence.
And bulls do like the bulbs of lilies.
That's true.
They sure do.
Yeah. Bulls. Yeah, rabbit. I think we have more trouble with rabbits than most anything. I have seen deer come through our yard, but I haven't really noticed any damage from deer. But rabbits and voles. Now, I've lost some plants, new plants, to voles before. Like I planted a dogwood and I came out one day and it tipped over. It had fallen over. Mm-hmm. Well, I just propped it back up and tied a stick on and it's still there. But I was lucky. He just pruned the roots. And it survived. But that's not always the case. And, plants can be expensive. Well, the very reasonable prices here today. And people are really scooping them up. You're not going to have much left here before long.
You'd asked me about a favorite plant earlier.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention, if you're familiar with Stellar Ruby Magnolia, banana shrub.
Yeah.
Like
a month ago, I was just, I was in heaven smelling that.
Used to be in the Mishela genus. Now it's moved to Magnolia because plant botanists like to confuse people. But now it's Magnolia.
I know. It
Stellar
doesn't look
Ruby,
like a
but,
magnolia, but...
It's not smelling this morning because the sun hasn't gotten on it. It needs heat to smell,
right.
But it just blooms like that all throughout the summer. So
now, if you crinkle it or crush it, would it smell more?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And is that a shrub or a tree? Or
This one will get about 10 to 15 feet tall.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's extraordinary.
But what's so interesting is that it'll bloom sporadically all season. So and it's evergreen.
That's a beautiful kind of purplish-colored blossom.
It is.
About an inch or two in size.
And Rufus tells me a lot about plants that I'd never heard of before. And this was one of them. I had never heard of a...
I call it a banana pudding plant.
Yeah, banana pudding plant. That's
and is
Phil
it a
Campbell
native or not?
No.
Not a native.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
And this is a hybrid cross, but some people call it juicy fruit plant because it smells like juicy fruit bubblegum.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
Nice.
Pineapple.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
But
next time you smell it.
Is it deciduous or evergreen?
This one's evergreen.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Nice. It is evergreen.
So it something that you could use as a screen shrub or no?
Oh, yeah. Oh. It's kind of moderate growth rate, so it wouldn't really fill in very quickly.
Yeah, that's a better choice, though, for most
but
people.
But some people want something really quick.
Yeah, but you pay for it. You pay
you
for
do.
It in the long run.
Yeah.
If you get so for a screen green shrub, you really want something that's not going to get super big, super fast.
Rufus and I have talked many over the years about the osmanthus fragrance.
Yeah,
and
great choice.
Rufus has some that are about 30 feet tall, and boy, if you got a hedge of those that you you don't necessarily trim. Great fragrance. I can't imagine this.
We've got two orange ones over there that are orange flowering. Yeah.
Osmanthus.
And some of those, if they get enough sun, the blooms.
Just amazing.
They're a little bigger blooms on some of the newer orange ones. Rufus, I don't know if you have an orange variety, do you?
I do. Okay. I do. It's just now blooming.
I didn't plant mine in a really good place, and it's too big to move, so I don't get a lot of blooms. But it is a orange variety. But I do have a huge one with white flowers, and it was blooming 2 or 3 weeks ago. It bloomed for a long time. Plants are so happy this year. I mean, everything is blooming. We talked earlier about the grandfather's beard. So many plants look better than they ever have this year. It's just a perfect year for them. I better take Steve here. Steve, I guess we were talking about you. Is this the Steve from Gardner? Is this Steve?
Earlier? Are you there?
Yeah, Steve, I mentioned...
Can you hear me now?
I can't hear you now. I was talking about daylilies. Paul needs to go over to your garden. He doesn't have any daylilies.
Well, he could come by and I'd give him some.
That's what I said. I bet you would. How are your daylilies right now?
They are lush. I think we're going to have a really good bloom season this year, despite
Fantastic.
My inattention.
Are you outside working in the garden right now?
No, we're in Wake Forest. Yeah. Going to watch our grandson play baseball. We're at a tournament.
All right. Well, be your duck.
That Lady Ann that called earlier.
Yeah.
If she wants some Mondo grass, I have a big clump of it that she's welcome to.
I don't know where she was calling from, but so she could look up your name, your garden's name and everything, get your address.
Right. Just go to the Raleigh Daylily Club website. My garden calls just one more. There's a tab in the website for display garden. If she gives me a call and if she can come by, and I'll give her the whole clump. I got to get it out of my daylily.
Oh, wow.
The stuff.
Well, that would be fantastic.
And if you don't believe it, go to JC Park. The Mondo grass there is all over that park. But
that'd be a good idea to see it in action.
Yeah, but it's the full size Mondo grass there.
Oh, okay. Well, there's quite a bit of difference there.
Yeah, then. I do have the dwarf, and it's got a pretty good size clump up.
How about that?
Well,
that's wonderful, my friend.
It is crowding out my daylily, so if she wants it, she can have the whole clump.
All right.
And then she can divide it as much as she wants to.
Yep. That's the way it goes.
I appreciate it,
Steve.
Yeah, thank you for letting me call.
Take care, buddy. Yes, sir.
Always love you guys.
We love you, too.
Thanks, Steve.
And Professor Herb, Brother Herb. Herb, are you in Durham or Jamesville today?
I'm in Jamesville. Good morning, Mike, Rubens, I think Johnny. Hope you're well.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Colby.
Okay. I'll go quick. First of all, I was over at Gerald's to get some tomatoes I was looking for. Something that would be a Cherokee purple, but not the big one. So he gave me a black cherry, and I got something else. But before I left, he made sure I had a Rufus tomato. So I was able to put it in before I left, and guess what? That Rufus tomato is bigger than all the others. It's really growing.
Of course.
So, of course.
Oh, my.
So I hope you have luck with it. We'll see. I had another thing to happen. Well, the figs are out here. I mean, the figs are out on the fig bush, fig tree. So I'm looking forward to that.
When I was going home about a week or so ago up in Durham, I looked on the side of the road near my neighborhood, and there was this tree. It looked like it was snowing, and I knew what it was. It was a grandfather's beard or fringe tree. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
So what? I have two projects. One is I'm going to see if I can air layer grandfather's beard over the next few weeks, and I wondered if either one of you, Rufus or anybody, and maybe Rose Rhodes will call in. Have you ever tried to air layer, not placing it on the ground, but just doing the branch and covering it up? And I will thank you very much for letting me speak. I hope everybody has a great weekend.
I hope you do too. Our best to your mom.
Good luck on your Rufus tomato too.
Yeah, good luck with Rufus.
Mom's doing great.
It'll talk to you.
As
it gets up some size. Bye. Any comments?
I'm not an air layer man, Herb.
What was the plant again?
Fringe tree.
Fringe tree.
Should work. It works on most plants, air layering.
Yeah.
So why don't you go through the basics again for those of us who've never tried it?
Go.
Well, you take a limb that's, you know, somewhat supple that you can bend down to the ground, and you scrape it to expose a little bit of, you know, the cambium.
Yeah.
And then you maybe rough up the dirt a little bit and you know, put a
good soil contact.
Oh, he was talking about not going to the ground. That kind of air layer.
Oh, air layer. Oh, I'm thinking, what am I thinking of?
All right.
Sure, you do the same thing and you score the branch and put a bag around it.
Put a bag around it. Oh,
yeah. All right. Pretty much. It's more involved.
I think I would just take a cutting.
Yeah.
We're going to be back here in just a little bit from Nash County and the Extension Service for their plant sale. You're the WPTF Weekend Gardener. I'm Mike Rayleigh.